Different Rabbonim learned the girsa differently, so you'll be mixed up altogether. You won't have the right girsa. It's not like we have right now the Gemara down here. They used to have the girsa ba'peh, so you won't get it clear. Therefore, it's worth it to learn from one Rav. That doesn't say. Yeah. That doesn't say clearly. Rush doesn't say. Okay. Al Pal Gemayim. Omer says, Shosla Shaitz. Yevoye Kesh Shosla Pal Gemayim. What is a Pal Gemayim? Omer of Tanskin Bachan Eloi. Le'oilam Yeshalesh Odom Shinoisa. Person should take his life and divide it in three. And spend his time shlish b'mikro, spend the first third of your life learn chumish, shlish b'mishnah tenach, learn the whole nach, shlish b'mishnah, the second third of your life learn mishnais, shlish the last third of your life b'talmud, then you should be learning gemara. So first the question, miyade inish kamachai, does a person know exactly how long is going to live to know the first 30, the second 30, the last 30? I don't know how long I'm going to live. So how can I wait to start Gemara later? Yeah. You may never make it. Gemara right. Says, Ki kamina, what do I mean to say? Ki kamrinon biyomi, means each day. Take a day and divide the day in a third. One third of the day learn chumish, one third mishnayis, one third Gemara. That's what Gemara means, biyomi. So look at Taisus. Taisus says, Pirsha kuntris, beiz yomi mikra, out of the week. The first 2 days of the week learn chumish. Beis Yom Mishnah, Beis Yom Talmud. What about Shabbos? I don't know. But Loshin Yomi, it's a machlokes Gemara. The Chazal learned some new. All right, then he's Yeger. Yom Adar. So he says, Dok Lefarish Kain. Miu Akat Yikalak Shuya. Here's a question also. Miyod the Kami Chai. You don't know if you make the whole week or not. This week you may not live out the whole week either. Sakra spent 2 days and 2 days. The Kach Nira Liyomi means Bechol Yom, every day. That's why if you say, come to Tfilah, you say Karbonis in the morning, Yotzin Karbonis. We have Psukim, we have Mishnayasin, Eza Mekoimim, we have Braista Bishmoel. So we ice all three every day. Nero Ben Atam, Dionu, Shayskim Talmud Bavli, we that learn Talmud Bavli, Dayenu, it's enough to learn Gemara all day. Kihu Bola, our Bavli is mixed up. The Mikra, the Mishnah, the Talmud, the Minas and Hedrin, Bovel, Belula, the Mikra, Belula, the Mishnah, Belula, the Talmud. Our Gemara, Babel, the Kitsi, have a right to learn Daf Yomi all day. By learning Daf Yomi for sure, you get the Psukim, you cover Chumash, and you cover Gemara. Kiyad, yeah. Omar Rava, Kiyamin, yeah. Asher, Piria, Yita, Vita, its fruits are given at the right time. Omar Rava, Imperia, Yita, and Vitae. If he asks fruit, it should be given at the right time. Rashi says means sheyik ve'itim l'tera. Means if you kaveya, you have a shear to go to, then you'll give all fruits. The oleyu lo yibol, and the leaves will not rot. The imlav al haloymev yalam alamed aleim akosav oimer loykein horishoyim. Rashi says trei mashma loymedum lamdav, the teacher and the Talmud. Rashi lishtachrin apir yitim bitoy shaloymed v'yosa pri. The other pshat is, period means you learn and you also do what you learn. That's called pre-klema. Mekayim mashikosav atayra v'zeika. But otherwise, if you only learn and you do not do, that's a Talmud shayna hoigo hogun, that's called like Rishoyim. Loikena Rishoyim. That goes on both. It could be the Rebbe and the Talmud. If they do not practice what they learn, that's called like Rishoyim. Rashi says, "Kolaymi b'amlamid shasa lil ma'tarah le'talmid shen hogin." It's forbidden to teach Torah to a Talmud that's not fit. If you know the Talmud would not be mekayim the mitzvahs, you're not allowed to teach him. Kiyim, Omer Rav Abba, Omer Rav Huna, Omer Rav. My decision was the pasuk say, "Ki rabim chalolim apilu." A lot of people were killed. Chalolim, killed dead. That zed Talmud shlehigia lohera omara. Terrible thing. A Talmud that's not really fit to be a Rav, he doesn't have smich yet, and he goes out and starts paskening. He tells people he's the paskin shaila. It's a terrible thing. It's like halolim. The atzumim kol regeh was very strong. All the deaths that goes on zet talmud shegiel haro v'yena maru. Just the opposite. Certain people already received smicha.
They know how to teach, and they don't go out to teach. That's also a terrible thing. The Yad Kam, so what's the limit? What is the time limit? Ad Mem Shon, until 40 years. Because until 40 years, the person is supposed to be Isaac and learning Torah for himself. At the age of 40, that's an age to go out and start teaching to others. When I once spoke to Yaakov Kamenetsky, so he told me a person has the right to stay in Kollel until he's 40 years old. Until 40, you can still worry about learning for yourself if you're learning. Most people can't do that long. But if you could, you have a right to stay until 40. At 40 is the age to start giving over. Which is the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, what does 40 mean? One says 40 means 40 years of life, and one says 40 years of learning. So according to that, you can say until you're 58 sometimes. Sometimes you first start learning when you're 18 years old. What? That wasn't a discussion. No. 40 is enough, yeah. So the more question, Rava was a Pesach, Rava was a Meira Ra. And we know Rava's whole life was only 40 years. So it comes out Rava Paskin before he was 40. So the Moran says, Hosam Bishavin. That's only if you have other people equal to you, then you should not Paskin until you're 40. But if there's nobody around like you, then you have a right even when you're before 40. So by Rava, nobody was as great as Rava, therefore he had a right to. Right, that's the question. Here Rashi says, Abam Shon, Rashi says, Mishanovit, from the time he was born, 40 years. For Rav, Rashi says, For Chol Yom of Lohevi Yelah Boim Shonah Perakan Roshonah. Rav's whole lifetime was only 40 years. The Teretz is, when there's no, Rashi says, Hosn B'Shavim means, B'Shein B'Roy, Kodim Emenu. If there's nobody greater than you, if you're the greatest Tamil Chacham, you could be 13 years old. You could also, then you could be the Rav. Right, it says, V'Yolei Yolei Yibo, and the leaves will not rot away. Omar Rav Acha Bar Ada. Omar Rav Yamrul Samsi. Omar Rav Acha Bar Abba. Omar Rav Amnuna. Omar Rav Shafilu Sichas Chulun Shatam Chacham Tzrichin Talmud. The regular talk, just listening to it, as I mean, Chacham talk to one another. Sichas Chulun. Also, you could learn how to talk nicely, fine, Chesed. You could learn from their speech. Rashi says Sichas Chulun Shachamim Tzrichin Talmud Kedei Lislamed Ledavev Lashanim. You should learn to talk the language they use. So Bulosh and Nikiya, it's a nice, clean, pure language. The Aisha Marape, it's rich and it heals. Shinemar, it says, Violeu Layibo. Right, Rashi Violeu may have a Dova Kal. Shibila means the simplest thing on a tree, meaning even the leaf. Also, Layibo, Kloima, Layelech Libud, does not go in vain. Even from the simplest thing of a tree, meaning the leaf, you learn from it, you have from it. If I tell the Chacham also, not only is learning, just his regular daily speech and language, the way he uses, you should learn. Whoever does this will have atzlacha, will be success. Omer Yeshua ben Levi, Dovah zeh, this thing, if you learn Torah, you'll have success. Kosov, it says in the Torah, Vishonis, secondly, Benevi'im, or Meshulis, thirdly, Dikstuvim. That kol oisik b'ter, whoever learns Torah, nechosu matlichim, you'll have success. Kosta b'ter says in the Torah, d'chsev, u'shmartim es divya b'ris azois, v'yasisim oisim l'man taskilu, es kol asher tasun, that everything you do, you'll have atzlach, you'll have success. Shnuya b'nevi'im, d'chsev, it says, lo yomush sefer Torah zemipicho, and it says, v'gisa b'yom v'layla, why, l'man tishmar lasois, kol ha'kosev boi, you should learn in order to be able to do, to be mekayim all the mitzvahs, and oz, ki oz, tatzliach es darkecho. Then you'll have atzlocha, you'll have success. Biyos taskil. Meshulish b'ksuvim says, third time in the ksuvim, the ksuvit says, by the tilim it says, kiyim b'saros Hashem chefsoi, hu b'saros yegiyim of aloylo, voyu kei chosla pagim, I'm a shepir yitim vitoi, that you'll have fruits, the olei lo yibo, the leaves will not go to waste. Go to waste. Chola sheyasa yatzliach, you'll have atzlocha, you'll have success. It says this three times, that by being oisik in Torah, you would not lose out. And if any reason, sometimes not that way, you have to know something else is the reason why he wouldn't have had a slacher anyway, or there's a punishment he's getting. But that's the statement that because you're learning Torah, you will not lose out. First, and realize everything comes from Hashem, so if you're doing the will of Hashem, you have to know you're not going to lose out because of that. Yes, yes, yes. Machrez Rebbe Alexandra. Alexandra gave a big announcement. He made a big, called everybody together, and made a big announcement and said, listen, man boy chai, man boy chai, who wants to have life? I have life to sell, who wants to buy life? Not life insurance. No. I have real life to sell. Sell you life, long life. Is konuf, that's what happens, konuf, everybody got together, what a great announcement. The whole world came to him. Thousands of people came. Legabe. Yeah, new business. Armiles, they said to him, okay, you said something, let's hear it. Have long chai, give us life, let's see the injection, give us this life. Armiles, he said this, the apostle can tell him, mi yoesha chofetz chayim, who is the person that wants chayim? It's all the shon from around. Lord, be careful from lashon around. Watch your mouth from the shon from around. So watch yourself, what you're doing, do not speak lashon around. Shema, maybe yoim, the person could say, okay, no, it's satul shani mira. I'm putting a tape around my mouth. I'm not going to open. I'm not going to talk. That's it. Tiv service. Lashem satul shani mira. Svaslem medaber mirma. But the elach is garbishina. The rest of the day, that's it. I'm going to sleep the rest of the day. I'm going on vacation the rest of the day. Maybe that's enough. Tamlem the pasuk gets up and says no. Sur mira. True. Turn away from bed, but right away the say toiv. And then Toy Bellet Torah Shinema Kilekta Toy Vasatlachem Tarasi Atazoizel. Yes, they were told me one chayim, watch yourself from Ra, that mainly do not speak Lashon Hara, and then I say Toiv. The kids say he didn't teach them too much, but he woke them up. That's all those things. You have to wake a person up to realize that's the truth, that if you learn Torah and you sur Mira, you'll be Zarcha Barichas Yom. Also, yeah, okay. Now, the Mishnah says, when you're building a bathhouse with them, even though in their bathhouse they used to make a platform to put their Avodah Zarah, they used to put the statue, the Avodah Zarah there. So it says, the Gila Kippah, if you come to the platform, to the final row, Kippah, that Mokim Shemamidim of Ezekhovim, the place that they're now going to mount on top of this platform, they're going to put an Avodah Zarah, then you have to stop. That's awesome. Then it's also to help them build. In Bona, let's say you helped them build even the bima, even this keeper. Let's say you did help them build it, the platform for the Avodah Zarah. Schar muta, you know the reward you get is still muta, even though you did an issa. But don't say it's schar, it's reward of an Avodah Zarah. It's like dimei Avodah Zarah, and it's also to use. No, you're allowed to use the money. Shemar pshita. All you're doing now is you're not making the Avodah Zarah itself, you're only making the platform which will serve the Avodah Zarah itself. That's called Mishamshay, something that serves the Avodah Zarah. Or that's the Halacha we'll have later on in Masechta, or Mishamshay Avodah Zarah Chavim Bein Le Rabbi Yishmael Bein Le Rabbi Kiva Ein Le Masurim. They do not become Asa Bahanoah. You're allowed to have enjoyment from them Achei Yavdu, until the Goyim worship. When they start to worship it, then the Mishamshim, the platform will become Asa Bahanoah. But here you're first going to build the platform, so Pshit you ought to take reward. If you did it, you could take their pay. The pay is Mutta. Some Rabbi Yirmiyah L'Nitzchah, the Chiddush over here is L'Nitzchah. We only need the Chiddush over here. L'Nitzrachah, Elo L'Avonos Kechavim, Atzma. That if you help them build the Avodah Zarah itself, the statue itself, even if you help them build the statue, also the reward, the pay is Mutta. So more than this depends. That if a Jew owns an Avodah Zarah, as soon as you make it, it becomes also Banoah. By a guy, even after they make the Avodah Zarah, it's not also Banoah until they worship it. Shafir, then it's good. Here, when you help them build it, they do not worship it yet. Therefore, it's still Mutta Banoah. You can have your pay. El Lamandiyam will have later on. No, did even by a guy. As soon as you finish making it, for making the Avodah Zarah, it becomes Asa Bahanoah. Since so, if it's Asa Bahanoah, you're getting pay because you did something of making Avodah Zarah. If you would take the pay, that's called you getting Hanoah from the Avodah Zarah. So the pay should be also to take. Michael, man, what can you tell me then? Means the last bang, the finishing touch of making the Avodah Zarah. That when is the cult finished? When is the statue finished that is fit to be used? That's by the Gemar Malacha. They must have the Gemar Malacha. When is the Gemar Malacha? The Malka Shachron, the last bang that you give. Now, Malka Shachron, that's Mashiach Pruta and Echonami. I'm not taking pay for the last bang. The last bang that I'm doing is not even worth the Mashiach Pruta. I'm getting paid for the work I did before, but not for the last bang. So it's first nigma by the last bang, then I can't take pay. Alma, this is a big machlekes. Alma, what do you see? Kesavar, yeshnu l'schiras, mitchilu b'yatsoif. That is, And that's the chiddush over here. That even if that's also, I would have thought to say it's mutter, kamash v'lan it's also. Why is it also? Because we held yesh, no, forget, that's why it's mutter. Yesh the skin chilav yatzayv means that he owes you for every work that you do. Every bang that you do, he deserves to be paid. So it comes out the paycheck is for the work you already have done. The last bang, that makes it also banor, for that last bang you do not get paid. If you hold ein l'schir selav soif, you only get paid after the whole job, so then you're getting paid if you made the avodah zarah. Then it would be also banor. The chiddush is, though, now that we say pay is for every single bang you did. Therefore, the 1,000 bangs you did were done the heter. It's not also banor. And that's the pay, that's the chiddush, that's muta.
The bottom Mishnah. Mishnah says some are not gerus. Some doesn't have this first part. We have it. You're not allowed to make jewelry for the avodah zarah itself. What does that mean? Like katloyes, necklaces, nizomim, nosebands or earrings, v'tavoyes and rings. Because you be mahani, giving them enjoyment. Pshit, it's also for a Jew to give jewelry, to make jewelry for the avodah zarah. However, Rebbe Lezer says, Rebbe Lezer Oimer, Bischa Muta, that if a Jew is getting paid for it, then it's Muta. Now, some take this out. The bottom of the Gra takes out this Girsa Bechlau. He said, that's the Toysis Yomtif. Because they have a kash, how could Rebbe Lezer say it's Muta? Even for Scha, what kind of svar is that? Even though you get paid, so what? How are you allowed to make jewelry for now? For Nizola Chetchila, it's very hard to understand. That's why some people take the south bechlau from the Mishnah. But according to us, the Abdi Girsa, Rav Lez all the smuta, since you're doing it for your own sake, you're doing it for to get pay, therefore it's smuta. Like you're not making the avodah zarah itself, you're only making tachshitin, see here is that smuta, for some reason.
And about selling?
Right, ein moich, this for sure we have, ein moicherin lehem b'mechub lekarka. We're not allowed to sell to a guy anything to do with karka in Eretz Yisrael. But you can make a condition with him that I'll sell you the wheat if you cut it off. Means when it's cut off, I'll sell you the wheat, but the deal only goes through after I cut it off. When it's still attached, there's no way I could sell you wheat or anything that's growing. You're allowed to sell it now, even though it's still attached, on the condition that the guy will chop it down. In other words, since the guy is buying on this condition, mashman, we believe him that he will cut it down, so it's considered like right now, it's not mechub lekarka. A gedel like kol oimid liksos kotzos domi. Even though, really, it's not oimid to be cut off, but since the condition was, I'm only selling it to you, if you cut it off, Reb Yud holds, that's okay. That's considered like it's off. It's not called you're selling him mechub lekarka. Right, same thing. Now the Gemara says, "Minan emili." How do we know this? How do we know it's also to sell to the goyim karka? Minan emili. Some Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina the Yom.